7-5 with 4:30 to go in the first. They get it in the corner to Ginther. Ginther tries to feed it inside to Seaman on a low block, and he's covered there tightly by McKinney, but McKinney's going to get the reach-in foul there. And I tell you what, Buena Vista gets all over you as soon as that pass is to the ball. Whoever's holding that ball has got to be very strong with it.
It really is. They need to really kind of hold on, make sure, because they're always going to have a Buena Vista player in their face.
Inbounds pass came into Seaman, but it went off his foot. He couldn't hang on to it. Picked up by Goodman. Goodman pulls up for the three, and it's no good. Rebound control there by Seaman, but he throws it, I'm sorry, by Ginther, and he goes to throw it up the court, and he throws it right into the hands of Houston. Houston hands it off to the top to Washington. Washington to the right side to Goodman. Back to Washington at the top. Washington takes the long three, no good. Rebound there. It's boxed out. McKinney. McKinney shot goes up. He gets his own rebound, and it goes off of him. And it's going to be Harbor Beach ball.
He definitely disagrees with that one. He thought that a Harbor Beach player came in and knocked it out. And I'm, from this angle, it kind of looked like that's how it goes. But I'm not the one wearing the black and white stripes, so I really can't call those.
Checking into the game for Harbor Beach is Jason Hansen, the junior. He's averaging a three-pointer per game. He steps into the ball game now. He came in for Andrew Seaman. Now they get the ball up to the top to Kraft, over to the right side to Sorensen for his three. It's rim. Krakowicz with the rebound inside the paint. He fakes, moves everybody back with that nice pump fake by Krakowicz, and he lays it up over the rim. Tie ball game, 3:32 to go here in the first period. Goodman gives it to McKinney at the free throw line. He slashes and gets the roll. They take the lead back here, 9-7. Here comes Kraft with the ball. He's picked up at court, full court, by Washington. Washington to pick his pocket, but he can't. Kraft gets down there, and they're going to get called for a double dribble. Good hustle play there by Derek Washington. Tip it from behind and cause Kraft to not be able to get it back under control. Eric, your thoughts so far?
It's definitely a fast-paced game, and it's going to continue that way until one of the teams starts losing steam. It's been a lot of good defense back and forth, and there's been a couple good shots that have been taken.
And Seaman's back in the game. We've got Seaman out there, Krakowicz, Sorensen, Kraft, and Hansen. Goodman drives down the lane. He dishes off in the paint for Houston. Houston goes up and lays it in off the glass, making 11-7 with Buena Vista. Up the court with Krakowicz. Krakowicz brings it shot. Side Hansen unloads his first three of the night. It's no good. Rebound control there by McGee. McGee comes in averaging 9.5 points per game and 10 assists, and he loves to pass that ball out. A shot there by Buena Vista was no good. Rebound pulled down by Kraft. He goes coast to coast, lays it up off the glass, and it's going to be 11-9. Buena Vista with the lead here in the first quarter, 2:15 remaining. With the ball now at the top of the key is McGee. Goodman's content to just walk it back to the top of the key. He's covered by Hansen. Now he dribbles left, dribbles right, dips off the left side. McGee for three. No good. Rebound tipped from Krakowicz into the hands of Seaman, and now he gives it back to Krakowicz to bring it up the court. Krakowicz is covered there by McGee. He gets it up to Kraft at the free throw line. Kraft pulls it back out. He's covered there by McKinney, who's at 6'4", so there's definitely a mismatch. And I really think that Kraft could take him to the hoop if he wanted to.
Yeah, and right there was just kind of an off-balance pass that one of the Harbor Beach players sent right into the stand. You really got to slow it down and make those passes count.
You know, Buena Vista is known for jumping the pass lanes, and they're very quick, you know, and I think Scott Krakowicz showed his leadership there. He did a little pump fake the last time he was in the paint, and all the Buena Vista guys fell right back. He had a wide-open shot. I think they're going to need to do a little bit of that on their passing for Harbor Beach to open up those passing lanes and freeze the defenders in their spot.
Oh, yeah.
Shot by Buena Vista, no good. Sorensen brings it up the court. He throws it inside to Seaman. Seaman goes up off the block for a shot, but he is blocked there by Buena Vista. And it's going to go off Buena Vista, and it's going to say this ball right underneath their basket here.
George Goodman, from the senior from Buena Vista, had a good heads-up play, knocking that ball out.
They hand it in to Sorensen underneath. He gives it back to Krakowicz. Krakowicz gives it back to Sorensen. Sorensen tries to go up and in, and he's covered there tightly by DeLee Hogan, the freshman that steps in. DeLee Hogan comes in at 6'5", 190, and I was talking to Coach Brinkman this morning, and he's very excited about what this young freshman brings. And he picked up his first foul. He came off the bench the other night, had 6 foot points for him, and he really took high on his kick. Sorensen makes the first one, making it 11-9. Checking back into the game for Harbor Beach is Aaron Ginther. Make it 11-10, I'm sorry. Ginther checks back in. Going out of the game now, I believe, was Seaman. Sorensen's second shot, good. Ballgame, 1:15 to go here at the end, or 1 minute to go in the first quarter. To the right side goes Washington with it. Now they play a little catch, McGee and Washington. Left side, back to the right side. Goodman cuts baseline. He's not open. They look to penetrate. They throw it back to the left side. This time Washington shifted. Coming to the free throw line with McGee, but he got a little bit ahead of his dribble there, and he's going to get a turnover, and he travels.
Definitely a good call by the ref. He would have had an open shot if they didn't get that one.
And Darnell McKinney checks back in for Evelis. McGee, I'll have to find out from one of the fans in front of us, but checks in for McGee. And here comes Krkovic across the timeline. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We got a tie ball game at 11. Hanson gets it on the right side. He looks for some help. He's now doubled. He drives in. Dishes it off to Krkovic for the 15-footer on the baseline. Krkovic takes the lead back, making it 13-11. 37 seconds to go here in the first half. Goodman brings the ball up the court for the Beautivus of Knight. He dribbles into the free throw line. Now he pulls back out just a little under the arc. He nails the 19-footer. Tie ball game again. 13-13, 24 seconds to go, and here comes Sorensen with the ball. Now he hands it off to Kraft up at the Reese Rocket emblem at half court. 16 seconds to go in the first quarter, tie ball game. Kraft is covered tightly there by Washington. He dribbles it around the court, looks for an opening. Now he has it picked off by Goodman. Goodman takes it back. Kraft tries to block the shot, and it doesn't roll for Goodman. It goes halfway down. It comes out. It was on the floor. Everybody gets it. And J. Lee Hogan, the 6'5", picks it up off the floor and lays it up over the glass to take the lead at the buzzer. 15-13, Buena Vista. We'll be back right after this.
Smart motorists know that when you cut through all the smoke and mirrors, a manufacturer's rebates and other incentives are the same for all its authorized dealers. But all dealers are not the same. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring reopened a closed dealership in 2007. They created 18 jobs and they worked to bring customers back to Sebring. They worked on customer service and customer satisfaction. Things like 25% sales increases showed they were doing things right. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi, which is great when you have to wait. In this day of more and more demands and our shrinking paychecks, they have actually managed to roll back some prices. But they've kept the things you like best, such as higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Seaboy.
The world in the palm of your hands. Thumb Cellular is proud to announce the arrival of the LG Axis smartphone powered by Android. The LG Axis has it all, featuring a QWERTY keyboard, an HTML browser with 3G speed, an MP3 player, access to the Android marketplace for a huge selection of the latest apps. The LG Axis smartphone is Wi-Fi capable and features a 3.2 megapixel camera with flash. And right now you can get the LG Axis smartphone at Thumb Cellular for only $59. That's right, $59. Browse the web, load up with the coolest apps, listen to your favorite songs, and get the information you need when you need it with the LG Axis smartphone available at any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for just $59 now through March 31st. Terms of service apply. Stop in today and get the world in the palm of your hands. And it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
And it didn't take long for Buena Vista to come out of that first half timeout there. First quarter timeout, break there. Right away, Goodman nailed a three, taking the lead to 18-13. Harbor Beach with the ball. Seaman takes a shot there inside the paint, and he lays it in and gets the favorable roll from the sophomore, making it 18-15 Buena Vista. We can't see either scoreboard really well, can we?
Not very well.
And Goodman with the ball on the left side. He's covered by Kraft. He pulls it back up, brings it to the top, kicks it over to Washington. Washington drives to the right side. Now he pulls back for the fadeaway jumper. No good. Long rebound goes right into the hands of Smithers. Smithers kicks it back out to Goodman. Goodman goes up over Kraft for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound control there by McKinney. And he, as he's falling to the ground, kicks it out to Houston. Gives it back to Washington. To Houston. Houston drives to the free throw line. No good. Rebound almost controlled by the Pirates, but Goodman grabbed it. Now Goodman takes the 30-footer. And he nails it, and that was a 30, but at least a 25-foot
three-pointer. He was on the rebound.